Chapter 1, Act 1, Of Arms and the Man, the 15th century BC. In about the year 1477 BC, in the city of Peru-Nefer in the Nile Delta of Lower Egypt, quite close to the Mediterranean Sea, Pharaoh Thutmose III ordered the construction of a grand palace with elaborate frescoes. Minoan artists from distant Crete, located far to the west across the Great Green, as the Mediterranean Sea was known to the Egyptians, were hired to create these frescoes. They painted pictures never seen before in Egypt, strange scenes of men leaping over bulls, with the paint applied to the plaster while it was still wet, so that the colors became part of the wall itself. It was a technique and a scene that they had learned on Crete in the Aegean. The unique images created in this manner were now in vogue not only in Egypt, but also at palaces up and down the coast, from northern Canaan to the Egyptian Delta, at sites now known as Kabri in Israel, Alalak in Turkey, Katna in Syria, and Daba in Egypt. Peru-Nefer, the city in the Delta, has now been identified with modern Tel Ed-Daba. It is a site that has been excavated by the Austrian archaeologist Manfred Bietak and his team since 1966. The city had also previously been known as Avaris, capital city of the Hyksos, the hated invaders of Egypt who ruled much of the country from about 1720 to 1550 BC. Avaris was transformed into Peru-Nefer, a valued Egyptian metropolis, after its capture by Thutmose's ancestor, the Egyptian pharaoh Khamos, around the year 1550 BC. In uncovering a formerly wealthy city, now buried under meters of sand and debris, Bietak brought both the Hyksos capital city and the later Egyptian metropolis back to life over the course of four decades. He also recovered the amazing fresco paintings created by Minoans, or possibly local artisans trained by the Minoans, which date to the early 18th dynasty, about 1450 BC. These serve as a good example of the internationalized world that began to coalesce in the Eastern Mediterranean and Aegean after the expulsion of the Hyksos from Egypt. Hearkening back to the Hyksos. The Hyksos had first invaded Egypt in about the year 1720 BC, a quarter of a millennium before the time of Thutmose III. They stayed for nearly 200 years until 1550 BC. At the time that the Hyksos overran the country, Egypt was one of the established powers in the ancient Near East. The pyramids of Giza were already nearly 1,000 years old by that point, having been built during the Fourth Dynasty in the Old Kingdom period. Manetho, an Egyptian priest who lived and wrote during the much later Hellenistic period in the 3rd century BC, identified the Hyksos as shepherd kings, a mistranslation of the Egyptian phrase Hekau Hasut, which actually means chiefs of foreign lands. And foreigners they were, for the Hyksos were Semites who migrated into Egypt from the region of Canaan, that is, modern-day Israel, Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan. We see representations of such Semites in Egypt as early as the 19th century BC. For example, a wall painting within an Egyptian tomb at Beni Hassan, where we are shown Asiatic merchants and traders bringing their goods into the country. The Hyksos invasion of Egypt brought the Middle Kingdom period, about 2134 to 1720 BC, to an end. Their success was quite possibly the result of an advantage in weapons technology and first-strike capability, for they possessed composite bows that could shoot arrows much farther than a traditional bow of the time. They also had horse-drawn chariots, the likes of which had not previously been seen in Egypt. After their conquest, the Hyksos then ruled over Egypt, primarily from their capital city of Avaris in the Nile Delta, during the so-called Second Intermediate Period, Dynasties 15 to 17, for nearly 200 years, from 1720 to 1550 BC. It is one of the only times during the period from 3000 to 1200 BC when Egypt was ruled by foreigners. Stories and inscriptions dating to near the end of this period, about 1550 BC,